This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez. Recently, Miami-Dade College President Eduardo Padron received the highest honor a civilian can receive, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. He was honored for his commitment to making a college degree affordable and available to tens of thousands of students.
Dr. Padron has built a dream factory for one of our nation's most diverse student bodies, 165,000 students in all. He is one of the world's preeminent education leaders.
Padron also made Miami-Dade College an important place for students known as Dreamers, immigrants who were brought to the U.S. when they were kids, including those who registered under DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. But now there are fears those protections could be reversed under President-elect Donald Trump. I recently went to visit with Dr. Padron at Miami-Dade College.
Take me to that moment when you're standing there next to the president and you're receiving your award, and what you were feeling and thinking at that moment.
It was very special. It was very special because I was just thinking again and again, someone like me who came to this country as an immigrant, a refugee, very young, with no money, no knowledge of the language, and very uncertain about the future, to be at a point in my life, in my career, when I'm recognized by the president of the most important nation in the world with the highest civilian honor that anyone can aspire to receive, it was extremely humbling. And I kept saying only in America this will happen, for someone like me to get to that point and be recognized along with so many luminaries.
At any point during that ceremony, did you think about the fact that you were standing before the president who created DACA and who created opportunities for students known as Dreamers, and that he's leaving, and the man who's going to replace him has said that he may nix all of those plans? Did you ever think about that? If so, I mean, what was going through your mind?
Of course I did, because I dedicated a big part of my life, my work, to support these kids. These are kids, we need to all understand, that most of them came here very, very young. They were brought by their parents. They're here by no fault of their own. These are kids who are more Americans that are as American as anyone else. They feel American. This is all they know. Many of them do not even speak the native language of their country. These are students who have the same aspirations and the same desires as any other kid in this great country, who want to go to school, want to be contributors to the society. And to be honest with you, some of the best students I've ever seen.
I wondered, what can you tell us about the mood at the school, you know, especially from these students? If you've spoken to them, what are you hearing from them?
They're very scared. They're terrified because they feel that any moment all their dreams can disappear, that they may be subject to deportation, that their families may be deported too, that they will not have the opportunity to fulfill their dreams. And it's a real horrible situation. And it's just because of the rhetoric of the campaign. I mean, we don't know what the president-elect is going to do. And in fairness, I think we have to wait and see what he's going to do. Because one thing is the rhetoric of the campaign. It always happens. And the other thing is what, once people are in office, how the rhetoric translates into policies or not. So I'm one person who believes that while we all have to be concerned, at the same time, I don't think it's fair or right to prejudge what the president-elect is going to do. It's up to him, too. Once he decides, then we can judge him on that and decide whether it's a good policy or not, or a good measure. But at this point, these kids who have gone through so much, who have been under some kind of mental relief with the actions taken by President Obama, are very, very concerned, very scared. And unfortunately, several of them that I'm aware of are not coming back, are not re-registering. They are hiding.
With those undocumented students, though, have you spoken to any of them? I'm wondering, what are you saying to them to help them through that fear right now? And especially those who may not want to come back.
Yes, I have spoken with them. I see them every day as I go in and out of my office. They're here. They're everywhere at Miami-Dade College. And what I can tell them is to really pray and just continue their studies and wait to see what's going to happen. There is no sense in over-worrying about something that we don't know what's going to happen. But I, no matter what I can say, their fears are real, and it's very difficult for them because this is something that is very serious. Anyone who put yourself in the foot of those children, and you're going to see how you will feel. It's a terrible situation to be in, but it's what it is. And our job here is to support them, is to be able to give them good advice, is to be able to tell them what avenues they have available to them, give them legal advice. I mean, there are a lot of organizations in this community that are providing pro bono assistance to these kids through different organizations. But still, no matter what we do, those kids have, you know, I can see it. They have reasons to feel concerned.
If you had the chance to sit and talk with President-elect Trump, what would you tell him? If you had 5 minutes with him, what do you think you'd say?
I will tell the president-elect that I have to believe that he has the best interests of America in mind, that he really wants all of us to prosper. He wants every American to count. And if that is the case, these kids can be some of their best allies that he will ever have, because these are kids who really want to work hard. They are law-abiding people, and people who want to make America proud of them. And I would say embrace them.
When you were starting, did you know you could turn this into what it's become? Again, being able to provide this very diverse education to a very diverse group of people. Because that's also one of the things about Miami-Dade College that, as you said, has become a model. It is able to reach students, a lot of times students who never would have thought college was a possibility.
Well, that's what makes this place special. I mean, this institution is all about diversity and inclusion. We have proven what many others have not been able to. And we have proven that, again, opportunity changes everything. And that's what makes a difference in people's lives. And frankly, you cannot find a more diverse, a more inclusive institution in all of America. It has taken the work of generations of people working together, believing in the mission, our mission, to make this place a dream factory where anybody can not only dream, but can achieve those dreams through hard work and perseverance.
What do you think about every time you're on the road and you see the sticker? I am MDC, because it's everywhere.
Oh, I'm so proud. You have no idea how proud I am, because in this town, we have now admitted over 2 million students, more than 2 million students in this community, a community of 3.5 million people. So what does that tell you? That at least every other person here can say, I'm MDC. There is hardly a household in Miami-Dade County that has not been touched by Miami-Dade College one way or another, and we will continue to do so.
That was Miami-Dade College President Eduardo Padron. He was recently awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.